Well, you've been in this situation before where you lost to the West.
This is the third time, I think. Yeah.
What impressed you about them tonight?
You know, we lost three games against them in the first round. So, or this is the third game we lost against them. We lost the year 2 years ago, and now last year also, and this year we lost again. But they have a running team, you know. I think they play very aggressive, maybe over aggressive even. But and what happens is the pressure was on us. So, you know, you're afraid to lose. You came out a champ. You had a championship last year, so we were the champs, and so. Now I think the team is going to settle, and we'll take it from there.
What are your thoughts on the field? How it held up tonight? Did you have some doubts of whether we were going to get this all in? Or?
You know, I had my feelings that the game was going to go ahead normally. Normally, we don't have this weather at home. You know, it doesn't rain, but it's a good field to say the truth, and it kept good. I mean, to say the groundkeepers are doing their job. And it didn't rain as much as we expected, but the rain held back a little, and it helped us so we could have played the game.
What are some of the things that you think you need to work on a little bit?
We're still looking in the lineup, you know, and the pitching. But our pitching, you know, the first thing is that you have to classify. You know, so the things to work on right now is maybe the bunting, you know, because the bunting had us tonight that we couldn't advance runners. And even in the last inning, you know, there was a bunt situation. But there are things we're going to work on. And it's like I said, we started like this in the Latin American Championship. The first two games were like, you know, we weren't feeling as good. But after this, I think after the loss, you know, these guys are going to wake up. And I have confidence because, like I said before, these guys are mentally stronger than the other two teams we had before.
Do you think it kind of helps a little bit to lose in your second game?
For us, yes. For them, not to be too overconfident, you know. So I think it's good. You never want to lose, but right. It's a good loss and it was a good game. So now the team, I think, is going to take the things different. Okay.
And do you think this might help you if you face Hawaii in the next?
Yeah, I know what our team has. So haven't shown it yet, but I know we're gonna come out good of this.
Chadwick, so you had the triple there.
Yeah.
And I remember the home run you hit against the host last year.
Yes.
Almost the same spot.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you like hitting here?
No, it's great, you know, like the field's like it's far, so you gotta swing hard, and every time try to get the ball out of the field or maybe get a hit, you know, just get on base. And I did my job there, driving in two runs, the triple, and that got us in the game back.
You know, because this is your, you know, you were on last year's team, do you think that that really helps you working with maybe some of the newer pitchers? I don't remember how many new pitchers you got, but does that help you knowing that you played in last year's championship and won that, and you played in this field?
Yeah.
How does that?
As I said, there are a lot of new pitchers, so I got to work with them in Aruba. We trained like for 4 weeks, I think, 1 month. So I know what they got. And the first pitcher, the starting pitcher, didn't have his best stuff tonight. So they came as big on us. We were under pressure the first couple of innings. So then we settled, and I guess two hits in the final four innings. So it's great, you know, they get to see the field, how the pitch, like a major league field, I think. So it's great.
And what kind of pitch did you hit for the triple?
No, that's a fastball, man.
You have been hitting really well at this tournament. Is there something you come in, do you always look for fastball, or do you just see what the pitch is in and just hit it?
No, the thing is that you try to lay off the breaking balls so they get a great fastball to hit. So it's like they know I'm a third batter, probably the best batter of the team. So they try to come up big on me, throwing breaking balls, see if I can ground one of them. But You got to be mentally strong, and you don't have to guess curveball or something. Just stay back and see the ball and hit it.
And I think you guys play Michigan, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Morning. Yeah. At 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
Yeah, they won 7-5 today.
Did you see them play today?
Yeah, we saw them play. Yeah.
So, probably not going to give away any stuff.
No. I'm not going to do that.
Last year, I remember, after you guys lost to the Manhattan Beach team, you went out and just crushed the Central team.
Yeah.
I guess as the manager, getting back to that psychological element with the returning players, how do you... Yeah. Keep your players kind of in check of?
Yeah, the loss tonight is, I think, is a wake-up call, and I think it's just going back, and I'm not going to meet with them this tonight. It's just eat and sleep, and then tomorrow morning we might have just a session.
And does it help that you're going to be playing in the afternoon? You're almost like playing a game, going to bed, getting up, and then playing.
Yeah,
we had
2 days in a row, and it was a little difficult because last night game finished late, and we slept like after 2 o'clock in the morning. So and that's why we didn't go out and do anything during the day today, and we just waited to come to the field early. And our bad, and the thing is that the game started early, but that's okay. I mean to say, you got to be ready when the game starts. So. It's just, right now, it's just, like I said, it's a mentally strong team, so these guys are going to come back.
Do you think your team has a big advantage since it's your third year in a row back here at the World Series?
Yeah, we have experience already, let's put it like that. So the first year we got into the semifinals, and then last year we took the championship, and these guys are here for the championship, back for the championship. So, like I said, this loss is going to help us a lot.
No one's repeated since it's been here. We haven't had a repeat.
I know.
And I think there hasn't been a repeat champion since the early 90s.
No. After, I think, even West or Asia Pacific had it.
Yeah.
I think Taiwan.
Chinese Taipei.
Yeah, Chinese Taipei.
90s,
yeah.
All right. Well, good luck good luck tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations. Getting here again for the third year in a row.
Thank you.
We haven't had any other region do that.
Okay.
Team from the region, so.
Right. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, good luck, guys.
Thank you.